are ready to get started on our wealth clearings. Yay! I'm so excited for you all. Okay, so let's take up the PowerPoint so we can at least have it in front of us when we're starting these clearings. And here we go. Clearing one is being able to bring in money and wealth, of course, sustain and also grow wealth. Bring in money, sustain it, and grow it. So we are going to be clearing that, and we're going to go through all of the clearings. So just start the quantum pump. We're going to do amplification, like Lucifer stops, soul contracts of others affecting you negatively, demonic curses, evil spirit curses, satanic curses. So we'll clear all of amplification. Then we'll clear perception, group mind virus, black magic, curses, thought, atheist thought forms, traumatic episodes from past lives. And then we will go down to emotions and the emotional body. We'll also be clearing cycles and timelines as it falls, in whatever category it falls in. And then DNA resets and DNA resets and bloodline. Me too, so Ixade? Not sure what that means. In any case, yay! I had a big salad. It took the whole half an hour to chew it. It's a Saturday. It's a beautiful day today. I was just sitting outside having my lunch, looking out over the vineyards off to the west. There's vineyards and looks like a new field of olive trees have been planted, so they're little olive trees. They're not a full vineyard. Nice. Really beautiful here. Oh, excited, that's what it is. Okay, me too. I'm excited for you guys. It's going to be great. Well, they're all going to go to the next level. Let me tell you, after years of kind of, you know, living with just enough, to go to the next level, to be able to have 20 people working for me, to run a seven-figure company, it just feels really good. It feels right. It feels, you know, like that now I think, well, what is it that would enhance my experience of my life now? You know, so it's a different feeling than kind of, you know, okay, when is the next little breakthrough going to happen or when's the next thing going to happen? And it also, for me, and, you know, I don't know, I've always kind of tried to, I've had to wait until I could afford something to do something. Now I just decide, and I think that's what I was seeing in some of your mock-ups, is we have enough money that we can do what we want when we want it. And that's a really, really good feeling. I think one of the things I look at for myself is the sustaining and growing, because we bring it in. And I'm not doing a lot at the moment to sustain it. However, we just, you know, landed into investing in a house and putting 30% into the house. So that was good. But still, I think that on a regular basis, this is one of the things that I'm looking at is getting plugged into my investments or, having larger amounts of money sitting in the accounts. So that's the next phase of success. And some of you, I know, like practical plans. My father had a 401k, and he was a saver. He always saved for his future and was very practical and very frugal, and retired more than 20 years ago already. And he manages his investments, and they're set. They're set indefinitely. So he was not a big money earner, but because of his frugalness and his natural ability to, you know, save money, that was really inspired by his father. And it's kind of an interesting thing. My grandfather was completely impoverished, and they had a whole bunch of kids, and half of their children died. And really, not of starvation, but, you know, when you think of malnutrition and poverty, my dad tells a story about going for 2 weeks without any food. They had ketchup soup. So his mom had made, you know, homemade ketchup, and they would just boil water, put some ketchup in the water, and put some homemade noodles in there, a few noodles. And that's what they ate every day for 2 weeks because they had no money. And my father was hired out. His dad hired him out as an indentured servant to pay off family bills, family debt. So my dad, who's a very little man, if you've seen me standing next to my dad, he's like comes up to my chin. He was a little bit taller when he was younger, but he's always been a shorty. And he was doing heavy labor, heavy manual labor. He was mixing cement. He ran away from his family situation, joined the military at 17, and that's how he sort of started his own odyssey of how am I going to live my life now on my terms. And he worked really hard, worked multiple jobs, and worked at night. He taught classes at Dunwoody Institute in Minnesota, and he worked during the day as a manager at a street sweeper factory. He was a tool and die maker. And, very different scenario. But his fire was, I don't want to be like my dad. And so he saved and saved and saved. And so that's where he didn't amass a fortune. That's not like that. But we traveled as a family. We went camping, and he is, you know, if you've been retired more than 20 years and you're set for another 20 years, you did a good job getting enough money put aside. And that's what we want to look at for all of you, is getting enough money so that you can live comfortably, regardless of whether you're working or not working, having that kind of freedom. And certainly, I have, you know, things to accomplish there. So that's another place that I want to focus my attention and really transform that reality. So it's good, but it's not where it needs to be for me to have that kind of freedom. So I like you guys who are saying, I want that kind of freedom, that freedom that don't have to work, but I don't want to. I like it. So in this one, where we're clearing the ability to bring the money in, or whatever wealth. So it doesn't have to necessarily be money, but being able to bring in your prosperity. So we're clearing the being able to bring the prosperity in and then sustain it. And some people can bring it in and it goes right out. And so we're clearing those like Lucifer stops and soul contracts and curses and things that yes, you can bring it in so you don't feel impoverished, but you can never hold on to it. And part of it is mindset. So understand that, you know, what you're consistently working on, and for me for years, it was like bringing in enough money to create this new lifestyle, to, you know, really have the funding to hire the editors and producers and whoever I needed, web designers, whatever I needed enough money to bring in the people that would support the vision. And so I was always very focused on bringing it in. I wasn't focused on sustaining it and growing it. And in the last year, I've really been working on clearing that picture so that obviously I stepped into the house in a very interesting way because I had not sustained the kind of wealth that you need to sustain to buy a house like this. So I had to get a very unusual mortgage. It took 5 mortgage brokers to get me into this house. And the 5th one had a private investor. And I came in with so much down. I came in with 30% down on a beautiful estate. So that's enough to basically buy your way into a good mortgage. And it wasn't a perfect mortgage, but it was okay. I can deal with the terms. But if had I grown that money over time, I could have gotten a normal mortgage. I wouldn't have had to, you know, really kind of say, no, you have to do this mortgage for me. So I can see the value of building up or accumulating a kind of wealth that you have for years on end. I can see that value. So another step in life, which is bringing in enough to do that and to donate to charity and to live the lifestyle that you're really wanting to live. So it wouldn't be that you save up for a trip. I think about one of my sisters who loves to travel, and they raised 2 kids, and the kids are out of college and both working their late 20s, and I think just like 27 and 29 maybe, or 30. And they decided enough's enough with the kids. They've been kind of having boyfriends and girlfriends live with them in their house, in their family house. And she and her husband travel a lot, and so they live off of credit cards because they love to travel. So they sold the big house, moved into a little condo to kind of pay off their debts. Now, wouldn't it be amazing to just be set differently so that all the money that you needed to travel with was set aside 2 years before or whatever. It was just sitting there, and when you were ready to travel, you could travel. And I think that they got into a better situation when they sold their house, so they paid off some of their debt because I think their house was pretty close to free and clear. I don't know. So that you're really changing your mindset. You're stepping into a wealthier mindset of, yes, I can do this. I know T.R. Becker, you know, he really likes to, or that's what he's famous for, millionaire mind. And so they have the little, you know, jars that you put money in each day. I don't know that I can conceptualize it in jars and, you know. But anyway, he has a system. He just encourages people to just get started. Start where you are. And that might be just, you know, putting $50 into your investment every month or $200 into your SEP IRA or an investment. Thank you, Sharon. So in this clearing, this is always the first basic clearing, to be able to bring in money and then sustain it for a prolonged period of time. So whether it sits in your checking account or your savings account or an investment or an IRA, or perhaps you're investing it in properties, but you've got to be able to sustain it and then amplify it. And amplify it means that it grows. So you're putting it in an investment, you're wired to win, that investment is growing, so you're accumulating, you know, thousands of dollars maybe every year because, you know, it's an interest-bearing account or, you know, it makes a good percentage. When I got into my Vanguard investment, it was making somewhere between 18 and 21% a year. Now it's gone all over the board with all of the fits and starts with investments. But it's been a pretty consistent, it doesn't lose money, which is good. It's a mutual fund. And I tried the European fund, which didn't seem to really yield like I thought it would. I thought Europe was doing better. You don't have to know anything about investments to invest. I mean, you can talk to someone you trust. And, you know, if you don't know about investments, sort of like me, I've read some about it, but I can't possibly, my schedule's too busy to keep up with what's going on daily. Get invested in a good mutual fund, something that you believe in. You might ask advice from someone you trust who has a good reputation with, you know, managing their money. And I think a good mutual fund is a good place to start. And then you should have a savings account too. It should have 6 months of 6 months of, you know, expenses, household expenses. So if you weren't working for 6 months, you'd be okay. So that's sustaining. That's having enough money to sustain you if you, you know, you weren't able to work. And then amplify the money, so then you'd want to put it in interest-bearing accounts or accounts that, that grow. And then a lot of my clients, I'd say 10% of my clients like to flip houses. It's a funny thing. But, yeah, if you're, you know, talented in, you know, painting and doing trimming and, you know, making the house look pretty, flipping houses is a pretty good way to go, too. If I had a man in my life, we'd be doing it. Okay, Vanya, that's an interesting challenge, and I think the one thing that you have to do is look at yourself like I'm worthy and good, and you have to decide if it's important to you to make money, because you already are. You're bringing in money through your parents and your husband, and that's how you manifested your freedom, and that was a good life. That looked like a good life for you, because you wouldn't have set up your life this way before you came in if it wasn't a good life for you. Now, if you want to also contribute and you want to be validated, like have cash come in, then all you have to do is, you know, look at the examples of other women just like you who are doing it. And I think you clear away what people have said you can't do, and you can use this pump to do it. That's basically what people have told you are curses. And then if you believe it, it's black magic. I know not every time I talk to my parents, but fairly regularly, they tell me they can't believe that I'm so successful. They tell me they can't believe that they have an author in the family, that they can't believe that I run a company with 20 people working for me, that they can't believe, you know, it's like it's hard for them, because all I heard for a long time was quite the opposite of that. But what they think is only limited to what they know about themselves, or what they, you know, what their limitations are. And so when people are telling you you can't do anything, it may be control to keep you down. I know my ex-husband said, it's the funniest thing, because I was like Phi Theta Kappa honor student, and he told me that I was not intelligent enough to go to college. And then he went to the college and said, oh, she has emotional problems, she'll be disruptive, don't let her in. And my college counselor said, hey, we don't believe any of that bullshit your ex is saying, but just want to let you know that he's running around telling people this crazy stuff. So he was trying to prevent me from going to college right after, while we were going through our divorce. And of course that wasn't going to fly, because I had really high grades. I scored really high. I was a smart girl. So I got divorced when I was 24. I was really young. So I think you have to like thank them for their information, and then it's either going to fuel you, like with Jeff Hoffman, who went on to, you know, be the CEO of Priceline and be worth $55 billion. And by the way, Priceline, in the incarnation that got so big, was not the original idea. So it was a travel site. It was not originally a travel site. So understand that, you know, incarnations of your dream, your vision, your idea happen. And for him, he was like out to prove to his fourth stepfather that he was so worthy, and he was going to get that fancy Trans Am or whatever it was. So, you know, sometimes those things that people say really do help you get that fire going. I'm repeating myself, I'm sure. I've told you this already, but probably not today. How I got into this house, you know, I'd been looking for houses for a long time. I'd been looking in a lower price range, and I wasn't finding what I really wanted. And I really felt like I wanted kind of a palace. I wanted a place that was out in the country enough that I didn't hear dogs barking and cars constantly driving by and horns honking and people yelling and whatever. I wanted a sanctuary palace. And I looked and I looked and I looked and I just didn't find it. And I started thinking, I think I'm looking in the wrong place. But I wasn't thinking that it would be a higher price, because at the time, a year ago, I was about $200,000 in debt. About a year ago, I was $200,000 in debt. I was putting a tremendous amount of money. I kept praying about it, and God would say, do it, do it, do it. So I was just investing like crazy in my business, and it was paying off. It was really, I could see, you know, the end. I wasn't, you know, too scary. That was the most I'd ever been in debt in my life. But I also could see that what was happening was really going to really help me. But a girlfriend in July said to me, oh, you're being completely unrealistic. It's going to take you another 2 or 3 years to buy a house, and you certainly aren't going to live in a palace. You'll probably buy a little apartment to start with. And I just like, oh, no, 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 no. That's not going to work with me. And I got this fire in me that said, you don't know who I am. And I told my realtor down here, when I contacted her, I gave her a price range. And she didn't stay in the price range. She went way over the price range. She wanted, and I said, well, don't show me something in that, you know, really high price, like double what I told her. And she was like, oh, you know, sometimes people have money laying around that they figure out how to get to if we show it to them. So this house ended up being... like from my kind of what I thought I could afford, it was almost double what I thought I could afford. And then I had to pay off all of the debt, and then I had to pay the corporate taxes, and then I had to come in with 30% down. So it was really an incredible year for manifesting. And I just did everything I knew. Accepted everything, said yes to everything, accepted everything, did everything I could. Some days I worked 15 hours. But I was so determined to create a complete transformation in my living space and how I felt about myself. Because honestly, living in that tiny little condo on a block off the freeway with lots of noise and occasional police in, you know, getting somebody who's using drugs, and that was getting a little worse in the last couple of years, where people were renting out their places. They'd move up to a nicer house, and then a little condo they'd rent it out to somebody who wasn't that good of a person. So I was living in a place that I wasn't fond of living in anymore. I was embarrassed about it, ashamed about it. I didn't want my friends, you know, the new friends from, like, you know, the New Age community. I didn't particularly want them over. I mean, it was nice on the inside. I made it nice. It was nice on the outside, too. But anyway, having a friend say, oh, you're not going to do that for another few years, and me going, oh, no. I mean, there was such a fire under me that you just couldn't stop me. I just was unstoppable. And then I looked at, I need to sustain that now so I can have a bigger staff, I can increase my reach to a broader global community. I've been revamping and revitalizing everything, the website and the back end, meaning all the funnels. Like if you opted in, you'd get nice letters inviting you to engage with me. This would be something, if you like this program, you'll like this program, and where to get the articles. And there's now 400 posts on my blog that are mine, that not from other people. It's been kind of, for me, it's been building an empire, and that sustaining, having enough to, you know, really, I thought, well, when I move into this place, I won't have a little electric bill and I won't have a little water bill. It'll be higher because there's landscaping and there's, you know, a large home, and there's things running off of the electricity, like the hot tub and the steam shower and a second building with an office space where people work. And so I really thought, well, that then I have to sustain a higher level of income. So that's something that we're clearing right now, is being able to sustain a higher level of income, as well as being able to sustain money in your bank account. So you can bring the money in, you can sustain your lifestyle, and then you amplify it. So, and you can think about that like, well, so you have the beautiful home. Well, maybe, you know, a year out, you also need to have a new car. Maybe your car is 15 or 20 years old. Maybe that's the next thing. And maybe the next thing is, you know, some new beautiful clothes that go with the new look or the new whatever. So that's amplifying. That's expanding. As long as you're, you know, sustaining that kind of growth. Okay, lots of things, I think. Not finishing meant when I work on financial abundance, okay? And then it boggles my mind and thrills me that it is so easy to clear all this old stuff. It really is. And, you know, honestly, if you're that on fire like I was clearing myself night and day and weekends and hiking and running. My hand was pumping, and I was clearing stuff. So a few years ago, I discovered that people weren't responding well to me, because this was such an interesting thing, because I'd been so abused in past lives. Like I'd been killed, burned at the stake, fingers ripped off, hair, you know, removed, and tortured. And that torture was in my aura. So that was actually in my field. And when people would come into my field, they wouldn't understand how to relate to me. So I'd be this loving being, but there'd be all this weird information in my aura, in my field. So I spent 3 days pumping away all of that. And I was doing it to make me feel better. And then one of the results was that I stopped having allergies. But the bigger result was that people started really, like, I really couldn't figure out how to get on summits. Three years ago, Marcy Shimoff had said, you need to get on summits. That's where you need to be. And I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't know how to do it. Cleared my aura of the violence. And I am inundated. I probably get 3 or 4 requests a week to be on a summit. We turn them down now because I can't do as many as are coming in. So understand that when you've cleared yourself enough and you're aligned with your purpose and people really get it, you're going to be able to pick and choose what you do and how you bring in your money. And it's not going to be so kind of tight and narrow. You're going to get to choose, because you're going to have lots and lots of different options and different choices. And we're about 60% through on that clearing. Feeling good, right? Oh, good, Elizabeth. I'm really happy to hear that. And then as we work this morning, it's really about clearing, not clearing, sorry, I really clearly identifying what it is that you're going for. By the way, the 21-day wealth class is coming up, and it is starting October 1st. And we go, typically on this one, we go for 6 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we go through the end of October. We start on the 1st, no, 5. It looks like this class has five weeks. So you'll get 5 weeks, 5 times 7 is 35. So it's a 21-day class, but you get clearings for 35 days. We really encourage people to go through 2 and 3 rounds of the class because the first time it's really clearing. So, you know, you can join that class. If you bought the big package, if you got all the bonuses, the tuition is less because you actually basically bought the program when you bought this diamond package. But if not, we've been doing a $200 discount. So we'll pass that on to you. So instead of $997, it would be $797 for all of you guys. And that is actually what we have been doing for the live program. The regular program is $997. So when we're doing the live class, we want as many people as possible to come in. And for those of you also that took the full program, you also got Quantum Success Activations. That's a fantastic program. What I would recommend is you're going to do 21 of the major clearings that you need to be successful in business. I set it up for women being successful in business, but men can use it too, and the clearings are equally good. But I would recommend that you take the PowerPoint with all the amplification down to bloodline and DNA and clear out that way rather than just what I've taught in that class, because it's a beginner's class. I just taught how to clear perception. So if you want to like do a more thorough clearing, you can use the bigger information that I've given you in this class, and you can take it to a much deeper level. Okay, so in the clearings where we're clearing, bringing in, sustaining, and then amplifying, so growing, sustaining, and amplifying, we've cleared Lucifer stops, satanic or dark energy, soul contracts, demonic, evil spirit, and satanic curses. We didn't do cycles and timelines in this lineup. Okay, and then from there, we did clear group mind virus, still have some stuff in group mind virus. Okay, so we're here. We're in this grouping. So group mind virus, curses, black magic. Good to know. So that's where we've gotten to so far. Group mind virus. So then think about group mind virus. You think about belonging to countries, cities, states, villages, religious orders, corporations, mothers groups, anything like that, because we've got group mind virus, so you're being impressed upon or weighed upon to not be successful. So that is what we're cleaning up right now. And we're cleaning up millions in this area. So good to know. And maybe this is something that's going to show up each time that we get to the group mind. And for this group, group mind is going to be a big deal. So the group mind virus and the group mind. So just you can do the double chopping if you want to, double fisted, or you can do single, or you could do Pilates. Quantum Pilates. I really like that. I'm going to start using that, you guys. So whoever came up with that, thank you so much. I'm doing quantum Pilates, making my tummy tighter. Need to get my beach vacation planned. I up until it got so crazy the last year, I was taking like 3 beach vacations a year and then going to see my family. So I'd have like 4 trips a year. And I've been pretty much working. I got to get back on the vacation schedule again. My girlfriends, Jennifer McLean and Marcy Shymoff, just came back from the rainforest. So they've both been down there for, I think, 5 or 6 weeks. By the way, if you're really wanting to establish yourself as a leader, you know, more of a like a respected teacher, not just a like a healer or, you know, working for somebody, I can't help but think that you would do very well by writing a book. Writing a book really changes everything. So if you're the author of at least one book, people look at you differently. So if you want to establish yourself as a leader, do write something, write a book. It doesn't have to be perfect. And, you know, some of my leader friends, not Jack. Jack writes all his stuff. Jack Canfield, he writes his books. I was visiting with him at his home, and he pulled me into his office, and he showed me all the dog-eared pages on his success book. I don't know. It's a anyway. He was going through step by step, I think 10 or 20 years after it originally launched, and rewriting the whole book and putting a whole bunch of new information in and new stories. And, you know, that's really cool. I so respect him. But a lot of my friends, I can think of like 4 of them, women friends who are leaders who have had books written for them that they've paid somebody to write for them. Now, I think all of you are gifted and have something to say. So even if you wrote a 60-page booklet, you know, that would be amazingly awesome. And based on how it's set up, it could look like more like a 100-page, you know, like 6-inch by 9-inch or 5-inch by 8-inch book. So it doesn't have to be small type or anything. And you become the expert. I mean, people look at you very differently, and they're like, wow, she really knows what she's talking about, or he really knows what he's talking about. Oh, good. Elizabeth's getting her. She's doing Pilates. Very good. You know, I live out in the country. I live in with the vineyards and the ranches, and I'm going to a barn dance tonight, and the California Cowboys are playing the music, and they have all cowboy hats on. It looks really fun. So I'm going to a barn dance with Bobby Jack and the California Cowboys. A kickin' party. Yay! It'll be my first barn dance. since I was married to a farmer a million years ago. Should be fun. I hope we're not dancing with the pigs. It's right here in my my community. It's like a couple miles from my house, so I got to check it out. I got to find out what it's all about. It should be fun. Okay, group mind virus is cleared. So we've just literally cleared that. So we're on to black magic. Check and see. Black magic cleared. Atheist thought forms are clearing. Trauma from past life is cleared. Okay, so we just have atheist thought forms left in perception, maybe a minute or two, and then we'll be on to emotions. Let's see. Let's see. Okay, I have been called to write a book about my life story, but I haven't got the will or like self-respect to get it started. Like I give up on myself before I even get it started. Well, that's something that maybe you can intend to clear today. I understand because I was always telling people I was writing something, but I was writing it in my head. And finally, I was like, oh, I get it. I was missing out on speaking opportunities. And I like, no, this can't go on. People have to understand that I do have great knowledge. So just start where you're at. Maybe make an outline, work from the last part of the story back. So you write your final chapter first. This is the completing chapter, and then you write into it. That's a good way to do it. Crystal, you can do mindfulness when doing this pumping, can't you? While watching videos, would it take away from the intention or power or focus? We could watch some videos. Is that might be a request. Let me grab some videos. I'll just go into another browser.
Doing spiritual freedom, clarity.
Julie Renee. I'm known as the number one brain rejuvenator, and I've got a quantum mindset tip for you. Now, if you'd like to have every day be the best day of your life, start your day by going into your office and sitting maybe at your computer. But before you turn the computer on, before you go onto the cell phone and start checking messages, I'd like you to just sit, take a deep breath in, maybe allow your eyes to close, and I want you to connect with divine mind. And when you connect, I'd like you to ask for blessings for the day. And then imagine your day playing out with the people, the places, the actions, all happening in incredible grace and ease. Now, before you open your eyes, I'd like you to breathe in a couple breaths of pink and gold energy to really seal up that vision. And then begin your day and watch how everything plays out magically in grace and ease. For more tips like this, visit me at julierenee.com. Hi, it's Julie Renee, and I'm the number one brain rejuvenator, and I've got a quantum mindset tip for you. What does it mean to you when I say habitual excellence? Well, this is something that is going to be the page turner for you. When you start really implementing habitual excellence, in other words, excellence at every corner, so you make a habit of being excellent every moment of the day. Now, this doesn't mean perfection. This means chop wood, carry water, keep your standards high, stay truthful, be in integrity, and really invoke habitual excellence and watch your life transform. For more tips like this, please visit me at my website, julierenee.com. Hi, I'm Julie Renee. I'm known as the number one brain rejuvenator with your quantum mindset tip. Now, you've probably heard about gratitude and the power of gratitude and appreciation. We've all heard it. But let me tell you that when you live in gratitude and appreciation, your life becomes more generous. You become more available and more free. And the amazing thing is, the more grateful and appreciative you are, the more you have. It just happens like that because in the human blueprint, there is the field of amplification. So the more you energize something, like gratitude and appreciation, the more it comes to you like a ripple on a pond. So gratitude is a fortifier to amplify all good in your life and bring more wealth, more success, more happiness, and more love. For more tips like this, please visit me on my website, julierenee.com. Hi, I'm Julie Renee, the number one brain rejuvenator, with your quantum mindset tip for the day. What does it mean to you when I say disciplined imagination? It sort of short-circuits your brain, right? Like, what in the world are those two words doing together? But I want to suggest to you that if you put these two words side by side and implement what they mean, your life is going to change. So as I work with people and mentor people, I notice that their mind is running around and imagining all these negative scenarios. And if you take those imaginings and now you always discipline your imagination so it always has a positive outcome, your life, of course, is going to change for the better. Disciplined imagination. I'd like to challenge you to take that on for the next 7 days. For more tips like this, please visit me at my website, julierenee.com. Hi, I'm Julie Renee, and I'm known as the number one brain rejuvenator. If you are looking to increase your power, I want you to take on a new mantra. I am powerful beyond measure. Let's say that together. I'm powerful beyond measure. I'm powerful beyond measure. I am powerful beyond measure. And watch your life change as you affirm this 50 to 80 times a day.
Now, are you ready for a miracle in your money space? Well, I'm going to give you 4 secrets to creating a miracle. This is Reverend Julie Renee with MiraculousLivingWealthBuilding.com, and we have 4 secrets. And how I know about this is at one point I really needed a miracle in my money space. I came back from India many years ago and moved to California and actually was homeless for a while. And what I've discovered since then is phenomenal for creating a miraculous wealth-building space. So key number one is decide what you want. Really get clear in your mind. Decide what it is that you're up to in life. And key number two is to commit. Make a strong, solid commitment to accomplishing or achieving that wish, desire, dream, or goal. Number three is take action. You know, you can't just imagine it coming true. You've also got to be in the action mode. So take action and then succeed. And really that you do hold as a vision. You feel yourself successful. You get up every morning. You put on beautiful or professional clothes. You act as if you've already succeeded. So decide, commit, take action, and succeed. For more wealth-building tips, log into our website, www.miraculousliving.com. We have a free opt-in where you get 5 days of wonderful coaching for free. So we invite you to that website, and this is Reverend Julie Renee, and I'm just wishing you a very blessed and beautiful day.
I literally survived the atomic bomb testing in the Nevada desert, had 17 surgeries, multiple cancers, and I died a couple times. Discovered in my journey the human blueprint and how to use the quantum field to regenerate cells, brains, and organs and restore the body. And I mentor powerful, ambitious leaders who refuse to play small but are sometimes being taken out of their bed by fuzzy brain and exhaustion. I mentor them, get their brain to 100%. And then help them maintain and sustain that. How many of you have had a near-death experience or died? Look around the room. Everybody, keep your hand up. Look around the room. Okay. I want you to know that if you have had a challenging or difficult life, you are a leader. You set up your life to come in and make a powerful change on the planet. And I'm so honored to be here with you making this change. So thank you so much. And how many of you would say that you've had a challenging life or some really, just about every single person in the world? And we caused those challenging lives so that we really could make a difference in the world, so that our story would be heard. So working with Debbie, getting your message out, and working with Barbara on being really authentic and clear and saying who you are, like such a beautiful blessing. You're in the right place. So I am a master meditation teacher. You'll find a lot of meditations on my website if you're curious about that. And we do from health to health to love to everything you can imagine. And this morning we're going to actually start with a guided meditation. And I won't use any bells, or I know that sometimes you're used to hearing chimes and music. I studied healing with sound in India, so my voice will take you into the ethers. You might have already noticed that. You're noticing that already. Yeah, so So what I'd like you to do first, and I'm not going to be able to do this with the microphone, but I'd like you to rub your hands together in front of your heart chakra, creating some psychic heat, some topas, some energy, and get your hands really heated up. And then take your right hand, as soon as your hands are nice and hot, and put your right hand over your heart, and then your left hand over your right hand, taking a few breaths in and out, and repeat to yourself, I love myself.
I love myself.
I trust myself.
I trust myself.
I give myself permission to express my unique self.
I give myself permission to express my unique self.
And really take that into the deepest, deepest part of you. You love every part of you. Your cellulite, your unusual nose or eyebrows or whatever it is, I want you to love every part of you. Trust every part of you, including your body. Even if you think your body betrays you, I want you to reboot, and I want you to tell your body, I trust you, body. I trust you, body. I can make good decisions. I can relax. I can get out of fear. I trust you. I trust you. And then really looking at expressing your unique self. You are here to launch yourself on a journey of full self-expression. Let this be the launching point for you. Let this be the moment, the crystalline moment, the moment of decision when all things change. When your life changes, when the game gets bigger, when you go into a higher realm, into a bigger place in your business, in your heart space, in your full, authentic, true self-expression. And when you're ready, you can drop your hands to your lap and you can put your thumb and first finger together in Dhyan Mudra. And if you leave your hands, your palms pointed up, this is a mudra for infinity and reception. And if you point your hands down on your lap, this is a mudra for grounding. And so whether you're wanting to receive the blessings of the universe or you're wanting to really ground into your certainty, you can put your hands either up or down. And for those of you who have female front bodies, send a line of energy from each of your ovaries through the perineum down to the center of the earth. And the reason we're doing this, ladies, is this is where we store our healing projects, and it ends up bringing us into hysteria. So those little ovaries that create life, actually, we want them to be completely calm in this launching place. We don't want to have a lot of, like, high-intensity fear or emotion. So send a grounding cord down from each of the ovaries to the perineum down to the center of the earth. Send the ovaries on release and just release the energy. Just let the energy go. And for those of you with male bodies, I'd like you to ground your testicles with a line of energy down to the center of the earth. And in this case, we're getting out of the space of competition and aggression, and we're coming into a space of neutral authenticity and full heart expression. So men just releasing from the testicles and women from the ovaries. You'll find that this is a big game changer for you. And then going up to the adrenals sit on top of the kidneys, and they look like little acorns with hats. They're very cute little glands. They're the cutest glands we have. Sorry, men. We're going to do the same thing with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the perineum and down to the center of the earth. And so they're an inch off of the spine and an inch up from the waistline. That's where they are, if you're kind of wondering. And we're going to ground out the adrenals, and the adrenals are nervous energy, and they put us on high alert, and we don't need to be on high alert. We need to be on full, relaxed self-expression. So release the adrenals, and at the same time, release the nervous system. And the nervous system actually is really plugged into the adrenals, so how relaxed you can keep these adrenals is really going to help you accomplish your goals faster. And then popping up to the center of the head, in the center of the head, we're going to wash out the center of the head We're going to get rid of any squatters, any looping thoughts, worries, or concerns. So imagine you have a little trap door out the back of the head, and that you can just take a spiritual fire hose and you can wash out the inside of your head and eliminate the looping thoughts, worries, concerns. So if there's somebody or some squatters in there because you haven't been in the center of your head for a while, kick them out. Take that fire hose and spray them out. Because this is your golden temple of silence. And what you create in the center of the head is what you're going to manifest in the world. If you can see it, if you can imagine it, if you can believe it, it can become real. It can't become real until you can see it being real. And then when you're ready, pull the trapdoor closed, pop out the top of the head of the spirit, pull your aura in 18 inches around your body. A normal, healthy aura is extended 36 inches. We're going to snug it in. Ooh, and the room palpably changed when you did that. Thank you. And the reason is a lot of you are big healers, whether you realize it or not, and you extend your aura out a block or 10 blocks or miles. And then you're picking up, though, everybody else's information, fuzzy ball, fuzzy whatever stuff. And we want to clear that up. So just imagine that there's a little golden vacuum cleaner at the top of your head, and let's clean out the aura. And this is a Roomba, so it's a going to spin around, it's automated, it's a robot vacuum cleaner, and it's vacuuming out the dust bunnies and the fuzz balls from your aura, and it's just going to go around your head, neck, shoulders, arms, elbows, waist, around the hips, thighs, around the ankles, and under the feet, and go ahead and toss that golden Roomba down the grounding cord, and now your aura is a little cleaner, a little more pristine. Opening your feet to earth energy, we want to really ground you into the earth plane today. So open your feet chakras to earth energy. Bring earth energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord. And really feel yourself starting to become one with the mission of planet Earth. This is where you are. And the more that you become grounded in the mission of planet Earth, the more you're able to embody your mission in the world with the people who inhabit planet Earth. And then find a star, a constellation, a temple, an island, a mountaintop, somewhere that represents peace and serenity to you, that's aligned with your purpose and mission. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spirit meets the skull. Excuse me, the head. The head and neck meet each other. So it's up on your head. And I actually want to tell you that this is where your spirit connection is and was established when you were born. And let's bring that energy down into the neck and the shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, out the hands and fingertips. And then bringing more of that energy down your back channels and then down into your hips and then looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. And now you had a spiritual shower in the inside. I know you all got nice and sparkly clean before you came. Now you've cleaned your insides out too. You are so much more ready for your big leap. Imagine a bubble in the center of the room, maybe very close to me, maybe like a helium balloon. And let's put all of our intentions for our breakthroughs in this bubble to be more powerful, to have a best-selling, New York Times best-selling book, to be a speaker, to have your info products selling like hotcakes. Whatever your vision is, to work with world leaders, please put this in this bubble.
Hi, my name is Mark Ritter. I decided to come.
And then as we all are united together, we show this to the Supreme Being, and we ask for blessings, and we see that we are receiving the blessings from the Supreme Being for the manifestation of the dreams and visions that we currently have. And let's just let that bubble float off into the universe, knowing that it will come back to us fulfilled. And just sinking back into your body as a spirit, I'd like you to sit in the center of your head in your golden temple of silence and made the right decision. Whoever you've decided to work with, this is the perfect time. Regardless of whatever other experiences you've had, you are relaxed and certain. You have certainty. You know without a shadow of a doubt that this is your moment, that you are divinely blessed and guided, and that there is everything right with what you've just done. And then imagine a golden sun at the top of your head, and I'd like you to bring that golden sun down into your body and into your arms and legs, torso, legs, all the way down to your feet, and bringing another golden sun all the way down into your body, into your feet. And let's do one more golden sun at the top of your head. And this one, I want you to fill with validation. How capable, competent, clear, and that you're a visionary, that you're a good driver, that you're a good mom or dad, that you're an amazing entrepreneur, that you're wildly successful, that you love your body, that you have the capacity to heal whatever is put in front of you, that you are an amazing, sexy, juicy lover, that you are a radiant being of light. Put every validation in there, things that I've forgotten, put them in. And let's bring that golden sun down into your head and into your neck and torso. And just for once, your body very seldom gets this wonderful validation, so let your body really feel this validation that you are capable, you are competent, made the right decision. And let's go ahead and take a few breaths in and out. And I want you to go ahead and rub your hands together again in front of your heart chakra. And let's get some energy going. It's going to be an exciting day. Lots of energy going. And then when you're ready, again, put your right hand over your heart chakra and your left hand over your right hand in universal mudra of self-love and self-affinity. And again and out loud, in your full voice, in your voice that is empowered, capable, and competent, I love myself. Let's say it. I love myself. I trust myself.
I trust myself.
I give myself permission to express my unique self. I give myself permission to express my unique self. And I'd like you to just hold there and feel the shift that you have just experienced. You've just taken another quantum leap. Congratulations. Welcome. Open your eyes. And I just want to welcome all the Creator God goddesses on the planet who have now owned their power. And I just welcome you back and all the blessings and success in the world to each one of you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you, Julie. Thank you.
Okay, so we are ready for our next step, and let me just get our PowerPoint for today out, and this one we're done with, and we're going on to clearing blocks to fame, celebrity, being visible, and also clearing past life suffering. So if you were tortured, if there is some reason that you're hiding out, we're going to clear that now. Hiding out meaning it's not safe to be you, that kind of a thing. Okay, so that'll be our next clearing. So let's just get started. We'll start with the amplification. Lucifer stops, and go right on down. Soul contracts and curses and all that jazz. Exactly, Elizabeth. I agree.
Of having Master help us here.
Doing spiritual freedom.
Sorry about that. It's noisy.
Hi, I'm Jill Lublin with PublicityCrashCourse.com. I've been listening to Julie Renee's 21-Day Accelerate Wealth program, and let me tell you, number one, it's the first program that I've been able to listen to where I love falling into myself and being able to meditate in a way that's doable, simple, and fits into my busy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Number two, clients have been generating with ease and effortless, seemingly just magical abilities. My phone is ringing. I'm receiving checks and commissions in the mail. And my money is multiplying, literally, overnight. I'm so excited. I literally find checks in the mail. I get calls from clients who want to use my services and are ready now when perhaps I talked to them a year ago. I'm noticing ease throughout my life and grace with the way things are happening. Bigger acknowledgments on stages. In fact, the invitations, one just came in from New Zealand and a cruise that just got offered to me. I mean, life is very good. And that 21-Day Accelerate Your Wealth program is what I give credit to. And I give credit to Julie Renee for developing it, for this course, for helping me get grounded in my wealth, and most importantly, making it happen in my life. Thank you, Julie Renee.
If you look at...
Hi, my name is Steve Willow, and I'm the owner of Planet Link, which is a website design company. And I've been doing some of Julie Renee's work, and let me tell you, it's just been fabulous. One of the results I've had, of many, is in a very short period of time, in a two-week period, I closed more business than I ever have before. And it's just been a wonderful experience, and if you've ever had the opportunity to work with Julie Renee.
One, two, three.
Hi, I'm Penelope Jane Van Hull with RealProsperityInc.com. And one of the things that has impressed me most about Reverend Julie Renee is the way that she actually lives and implements and embodies everything that she teaches. She practices it herself. And it's truly amazing to see the transformation that she's created, not only in her life, but in the lives of hundreds and hundreds of her students and people that have been in her energetic vortex. And I'm happy to say that I am one of them. And at the last workshop that I went to, getting to be there live with Julie Renee, she was able to clear a money block that I'd had with me my whole life in a matter of minutes. It's truly amazing. It's truly miraculous is what it is. So when you have a chance to connect with Julie Renee, take it. If you have a chance to come to an event, register now.
Hello, I'm Crystal Gifford from Empowered Wealthy Woman, and I'm here to share with you my experience with Julie Renee and the wealth clearing. You know, as she started the process, I really didn't know what to expect, but what I found is I physically could feel shifts happening for me, and I feel like I've stepped into a new place of receiving for wealth. So what's really exciting for me is I'm here at a lovely resort, and I can feel the energy, and I can see that people are actually seeing my work and connecting to that work. So I'm really looking forward to seeing where this goes and just seeing the wealth and the abundance flow into my life. Highly recommend Julie Renee. She is definitely intuitive. She can feel what's going on in your body and where you need to shift and just go in and clear that up for you and make it work. So if you're ready to receive wealth, call Julie Renee.
Hey, this is Lorraine Francis, and I just finished Julie Renee's Accelerated Wealth Program last month, and it was just an incredible tool that really helped me with my life to take it to the next level. And what was great about it was actually I really dedicated the 21 full days to myself, and doing the meditations and exercises every month was really incredible. And actually, on the 21st day, on the wealth side, I created a new project that actually was $50,000 of revenue for me and my company, which is really great. But it wasn't so much just the wealth. I think it actually created wealth in all parts of my life, but I really got to look at my health and my career and also my relationship with my husband and my family, and actually all that increased over the month. And really working on the mock-ups every day has really kind of been a great tool to kind of set into my soul. And I always love Dan Hardy's book, The Compound Effect. And I think what I love about that book is really being dedicated to yourself 7 days a week instead of 5 days a week or 4 days a week. And Julie's program really helped to instill that into my soul and actually to make me grow. So I'm actually going to start it again next month. I look forward to seeing what else can happen with it. So thank you, Julie Renee, for being a healer and master healer in my life. And I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mark Redder. I decided to come for this weekend retreat to continue on with my networking with CEO Space. I met Julie Renee at CEO Space, and she recommended that I take her 21-day wealth program. I had an open mind. I was able to manifest a $10,400 scholarship for my daughter. I was able to get more clients into my law office, and I was able to have more of a sense of being with the way that I was going through my daily life. With that, I decided to come this weekend, and I'm really looking for a way to expand my horizons, expand my consciousness, and to be of service to humanity. 1 to 3 breakthroughs that I had here was that the group sent a lot of energy to be able to heal my knee, which had been hurting for about 5 months now.
Yay! Okay, well, we had a little entertainment with videos. There's a lot. There's over 300 videos in the YouTube channel, and there's some hour-long free classes that we've done that are up, and a lot of tips, and then a lot of happy people. So if you're looking for anything, you can get testimonials on anything, because I've been around a long time. And the work works, so it's good. So again, what we're clearing, just to be reminding you, we're clearing blocks to fame, celebrity being visible, clearing past life suffering that would keep you hiding out. That's what we're clearing now. And we're going to take a break in a few minutes. We'll take a break at 2 o'clock for just 5 minutes, a potty break, get a drink of water and stretch. Oh, good. Yay. Tomorrow, the morning sections, I think a couple hours, we'll be doing kind of church. So it'll be really beautiful. If you've never experienced the rosary, you're in for a treat. We'll be calling Mother Mary in and Jesus in. And this afternoon, I'll pop up the rosary on PowerPoint so that you'll have them to repeat with me. And then the afternoon and later in the morning and afternoon we'll be beginning the self-regeneration process. So that's going to be amazing. A couple things that we always do in the Diamond Level class is we regenerate the Vision Center and we regenerate digestion. And I am open if there's something in particular. I believe that some of you asked for the sex organs to be regenerated and restored. I'm very happy to do that and help teach you how to do that. So if that's the case, and we typically can do 2 or 3 additional things in addition to vision and digestion. So we'll have a day and a half to work on that. So again, tomorrow from 8 to 10, we'll have our morning service. So you'll get your church service in, and then from there, regeneration. Excellent, Elizabeth. And tomorrow's, yeah, thank you. Me too. It's going to be wonderful. wonderful to share with you. This is actually a really good breaking point. We're only about 20% through. We'll take a five-minute break now. It's 1:55. We'll be back in 5 minutes at 2 o'clock, and we'll continue on with this clearing. So just take a quick break, and we'll be right back.